Here in Guder, nobody seems to care who wins the war.
لكن قدو ممكن يتدين ممكن يستلف ممكن يبيع شيء من أملاكه مقابل إنه يؤمن.
Yahya Hassan al-Asari says his home in the old city of Sada in northern Yemen is now occupied by the Houthis, a rebel army that has been battling the government here for 6 years. Al-Asari says his house is now under attack by the Yemeni army. His family of 28 now stays in an isolated desert settlement in the Guder area on the outskirts of the capital. They share two small rooms, and none of the children go to school. More than 200,000 people have fled their homes since the war began in 2004. Many, like Al-Asari, have been displaced several times. Aid workers and journalists have been banned from most of the war-torn area, so no one really knows how many people are trapped. Faisal al-Husseini also fled his home when renewed fighting broke out last summer. He says in the war's epicenter, Sada City, droves of people sleep on the streets, under tarps, and in abandoned cars.
ولا من حرض عن طريق الملاحط لأن الطريق مقطوع ولا يستطيع يجيبوه عن طريق.
The city is under siege, al-Husseini says, and the little food available is ridiculously expensive for a population that appears to be mostly homeless. Most of the people who have escaped the region are in refugee camps that opened last fall. The population of the Mazraq camp, an isolated sea of dusty tents just outside the battle zone, has swelled to over 20,000 people in recent months, double the camp's capacity. Al-Husseini says camps provide tents, food, and water, but little dignity. Many people prefer to try their luck elsewhere.
تجد عدد كبير من النازحين عدد يعني لا بأس به من النازحين في صنعاء.
In Sana'a, he says, families often cannot rent apartments. Landlords are afraid that northerners might be sympathetic to the rebel cause. And in a city surrounded by mountains, topped with government military bases, nobody wants to be known as a Houthi. But in Yemen, extreme poverty colors almost every aspect of life, and displaced families say lack of food, medicine, and clean water are more troubling than discrimination. Most displaced adults cannot find new jobs, and Sana'a schools often refuse to take displaced children because they don't have transcripts. But in Guder, families say they are more concerned with surviving the war and getting home. But for these families, it could be a while. Despite recent peace efforts, both sides report casualties almost daily. The UN Refugee Agency representative in Yemen, Claire Bourgeois, says the humanitarian crisis is only getting worse.
We see we are not in the area of the conflict. What I can say is that still people are coming and we haven't seen anyone returning.
Bourgeois says the conflict has escalated during the past 6 years and there is no way of knowing when it will end. And since adults cannot find work and children cannot go to school, for many displaced families, the only thing they can do is wait. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Sana'a, Yemen.